contact with you regarding the next step.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. I think you contacted me regarding the credit card, correct?
Yeah, yes.
So are you looking for a business credit card or a personal credit card or a business loan?
No, I'm looking for a personal credit card. I have your business credit card, which I love, and I wanted to get one for personal.
What's the name of your business, sir?
It's A-Rod's Motorsports.
Okay, and do you know who your rep is by any chance?
You know what? I don't, but he does call me every now and then. I just don't have his name offhand.
Yeah, give me a second. Okay. Give me one second. Okay, let's bring this up. Dun 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 dun. Hmm. Can you give me the exact name? There's so many motorsports, it would probably drive you crazy in our file. What's the exact name again, sir?
A-Rod, A-R-O-D-Z, Motorsports.
A-R-O-D-Z?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
or you might have it under my actual business name, which is A1, Tune and Loop.
Tune Engine?
No, it's A1, Tune and Loop.
Let me search for Tune. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. So you have a lot of past leases that were approved. A lot.
A lot of what, I'm sorry?
Past leases that were approved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't need it. I was able to buy the equipment cash. But I do like you guys' credit card. I have it for the business side, and I'd like to have one on my personal side.
Okay, give me one second.
One second, okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah. How would you say you deal with rejection?
questions for me regarding the company or the position that I could go over at this time? Okay. I do actually have one more question. So I just want to clarify. So you are in San Diego area now, right? Or did you, are you still in Iowa? Okay. Well then just to kind of go over a little bit of the interview process with you, is it ultimately just a two interview process, meaning that there's the first, there's a face-to-face interview, and then if both parties want to proceed from there, then we also have a shadow interview. The shadow interview allows you to sit with 2 to 3 commercial finance associates to see what the day-to-day life is like, starting from someone who's in an entry-level position to someone who's more in a senior level. And then at the end of the
shadow... I'll be right there, okay? I'm just finishing up this phone call real quick.
No worries.
We give you ahead of time. We'll ask you to memorize, and then at the end of the shadow, you'll be reciting the script back to us verbatim. But what I do want you to do is just take the next day or so to think about the position of the company, just kind of regarding information that we spoke about. And then based on your decision, whether you choose to proceed or not to proceed, just follow up with me via email. And then based on your decision from there, we can take the next steps in the interview process. And of course, if you have any questions or concerns that come up in the meantime, you can always reach out to me at any time as well. Have a wonderful day. This is Michelle Muller, recruiter from Bank of Cardiff. I'm good. How are you doing? Good. Do you just have a second to talk?
Okay, hello?
You there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just had a customer on the phone.
No, not a problem. You're allowed to work. So it looks like in the past, I think I can kind of delve in here. Did you ever do a transaction with us or no?
Did I ever do a transaction?
Yeah, an equipment loan with us?
No, I never have.
Okay, it looks like you got... I'm a senior rep here. It looks like you got... Well, you applied to us in the past. Basically, there's a lot of calls out to you.
Yeah, he does check in with me. He checks in, at least every 3 months.
Yeah, but you came out to us, a few years ago. So, basically, when you applied, just to give you a little feedback, if I could. When you applied, it looks like your transaction was called split up because you were looking, I think, for a lot of money and it just didn't materialize. Back then, there wasn't really a market for a lot of equipment loans at good rates because the risk was really high. Just to give you an idea, we're doing super, super cheap. We're talking about, 5-6% interest rates on equipment loans. We also have a lot of different products, that might be helpful for you. We also offer what's called a working capital loan, which is an unsecured cash loan for business owners, besides the credit cards. Why are you trying to get a personal credit card? Are you trying to access capital right now?
No, I just I'm happy with the business card of it, the interest rate, and I've been really happy with that card. It's just I've had other cars, like I've had Chase Inc. That card sucks. Like just your interest rate. I don't know. I'm just happy with that card. So I figured why not? You know, I was trying to apply for one today. I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just try for a first and a one on the card?
Yeah.
For
so
my personal.
I don't know if I can send you the link, but I want to give you a phone number. And if you don't, if this doesn't work, please give me a call back because I can't take personal credit card applications at all, actually. The phone number is 513-358-6299. Now, if that system doesn't help you, I'm literally shutting down for the day. Give me a call tomorrow, on Monday, and I can make sure I get you the right number you need.
Okay,
that's
sounds
the number
fine.
In my system. But yeah, if you need any cash or a competitive equipment loan, give us a holler.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
You too, bye.